Welcome back to the XY Podcast, the show where four college roommates, with the help of a male guest star, answer the women's burning questions about the male brain. I'm Delaney Wessel.
Hi, I'm Anna Conway.
I'm Libby Marcus.
I'm Mia Flores.
Yeah, so today we're here with our next guest, Mr. Colin Campbell. So, Colin, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Colin Campbell. I'm a junior materials science engineering student. I'm from Dallas, Texas, and this was so much fun to watch Ryan do this, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Awesome. Well, Colin, why don't we get the audience to know you a little bit better? Tell us your favorite childhood memory.
Oh, goodness. I am from Plano. I grew up in Odessa, Texas, which is a really, really tiny town. And I had this best friend who was born 11 days before I was. And so half of our birthday parties were like combined birthday parties. And we had one year where this is how small of a town it was. My grandmother was my principal. And she let us use the gym at the elementary school for our birthday. And then we rented out a bunch of Nerf guns. And just for like four hours,
awesome.
You know, 20 small children ran around and pelted each other. And it was fantastic.
That's awesome.
That sounds fun.
That is incredible. Sounds awesome. I would actually love that. So let's dive right into the questions here today. So, of course, as we ask all our stars.
Our stars here
on the XY Podcast. Colin, please prove to me that you're a man in an appropriate manner.
Yes. So a little, I guess, meta breaking the fourth wall. They had asked me earlier to bring my... what's it called? My draft card from the Selective
Service.
Here.
Oh my gosh.
Now, I don't have the physical card because that is in my home at Plano in a safe.
Okay.
But I do have my dad yesterday scanned me the copy very confusingly.
I'm so excited.
It was a very fun conversation with him on the phone because he's confused as to what's going on. And so he's also gone ahead and marked out all of my important information on here, but
okay.
I guess I'll show them and then turn it around.
Yeah.
But
it's
just this little card that says like, hey, please keep this letter, this little piece down here that you're supposed to tear off, just somewhere, just in case you need it. It's an acknowledgement that I've signed up for the Selective Service System. It has my name and everything.
That is so exciting.
It actually has like quite a couple colors on it. I don't know if it shows up at all. There's nothing on here that's important. But it's just all this stuff.
I can't believe that this draft card is real.
Cut it out and safeguard as your proof of having registered.
That is so exciting.
So wait, do you exist. You cut out the bottom and that's the card?
Yeah. So this is the card that I would like keep. The rest of it is just like they have to mail it on 8x11. So
when did you did you get this in the mail?
When I was 18.
Wow.
18, same time. It's actually very easy to register to be able to vote at the same time. They do it like at the same time because you have to send in all the same stuff. It was like nothing. I went online and said, I am this person. Here's my social service card. And I'm 18 and a guy.
Wow.
And they were like, cool, awesome.
You know, this is like a really big moment for us, Colin. I don't know if you realize this, but we have been asking men to show proof of this draft card because Anna's boyfriend insists that he has one, but he has yet to actually prove that he has one.
Mm.
So this is a big moment. I'm actually shocked that these exist.
If there's no like personal information, can I have a copy of this? Can you airdrop this to me?
I will look at blacking out everything else on there because I mean he blacked out like the bad stuff, like the important things, but like it still has like my name and my like home address.
We need to like double and cross and
things.
Make sure.
I'm sure you could look
it's
these
real.
Up.
That's
I feel
being
like these
framed
are on the,
in our house.
I feel like these are on the internet.
This
I'm just
is
saying.
A big,
I feel like
is,
you could find.
Wow.
Them.
Wow. This is a big moment. Okay, so
this is huge. I'm not gonna take back all the times I made fun of him for not providing the draft card because he's been dodging this question for over a year now. So
I also thought about bringing a sword, but since it's an on-campus building, I don't know what the word
might not be appropriate.
You know?
Yeah.
I have a box.
Draft card
sword.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. So next question that we have to ask all the guests because I think it's really telling about you as a person.
Oh, boy.
Would you rather be a cowboy, pirate, wizard, or a knight?
Wizard. And when I watched this last week, before you said the third option, I was in my mind like, yeah, wizard's the answer. I just, there's too many things. I'm not built for any of the other ones. So it's the easiest option. It comes with the most versatility.
Okay, that's fair.
I was afraid that I'd skew future answers for a second.
Yeah, this was already my answer.
Are you going to convince him to choose cowboy now?
You can't.
Yeah.
No, I.
You should be a pirate.
Wizard's the right answer. No. Sorry.
This is the correct one.
Cowboys, knights, and pirates of the world. I think wizard's the way to go.
All right, so, Colin, you took my first question because I was first going to talk to you about the draft card, but you know what? I'll find something else to ask you later, but... So the other thing I wanted to ask you was, if you were on an airplane and the airplane was going to crash, you know this question, it's gone viral not too long ago. So would you be able, under the help of someone else, would you be able to land the airplane? If you have the headset, all the controls are there, and if someone told you what to do, would you be able to safely land a plane?
I think... the plane would hit the ground and everyone would survive. I don't know if the plane would be usable again. I took aerospace in high school and got to use a simulator. And that simulator was terrible, but up, down, left, right.
But you think you could do it.
I think with the help of the ATC, whose entire job it is to get the airplane on the ground safely, I think I could figure it out.
You know, I bet you answered that with humility.
Yes.
So
I don't think if you put me in the seat, I could take off. But I think if the plane is already in the ground and they were showing me what to do, I think I could do it.
Okay. Because, I mean, we do get a lot of like, oh, I could land the plane so easily.
Right.
So easily.
No
problem. And I'm like, I don't know if it's as easy as you think it is.
Those planes go way faster than you think they do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You have to factor in like the panic and the stress and how many buttons are on the console. Like you don't have the time for it to be like, oh, it's the 13th button down and 27th button to the right.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Some of the people that we've asked have just been like, I'm just gonna grab the little the little gears and
go back and forth.
Go back to the ground because it's gliding.
No, it is not.
It's not how it works.
Yeah.
Okay, so my question is, we all know of girl dinner. Oh. We all love it. Is there, like, an equivalent of girl dinner for boys?
I would say that the first thing that comes to mind is if any guy cooks up just nothing else, there's no sides, there's nothing else, it's just a slab of whatever meat they have.
Yep.
Steak.
Yep.
Just, like, ground beef, like, just squeeze, just
unseasoned.
Put that in the thing and just, It happens. It's not pretty.
Colin, please don't tell me you just eat
unseasoned
ground beef. I have
never done this. I've seen it been done.
Are they
might be seasoned. But usually it's just a pile of ground beef.
Side question. What's the obsession with meat?
It just tastes good. I don't know.
But why? I love meat just as much as the next guy. But what brings you back to the plate? You know what I mean? Metaphorically and...
I don't know.
So what meat is this for you?
I, as most people that have ever gone to lunch with me can tell you, I will get pretty much the same thing everywhere I get, which is a ham and pepperoni sandwich with multiple cheese options.
Interesting.
So what are you going to do when you go to Whataburger?
Get a burger.
Oh.
Cheeseburger. Yeah. Bacon cheeseburger.
Mm.
So your favorite meat is like pepperoni
bacon?
And
ham?
Ham, pepperoni, yeah.
So the
ham,
pork.
Pepperoni, bacon. Yes.
The pig.
The pig? Okay.
All right.
You're a deli meat kind of guy?
Pulled pork from Dickie's Barbecue.
Oh, I like Dickie's.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Okay. This question will... I'm so ever curious about this question, and we all are, I think. It's such... I think about it a lot, actually. Mm-hmm. Can you feel your voice change during puberty? Like, do you just wake up one day and you're 3 octaves lower? Or is it like a gradual...
That's a good question.
Hill.
It's been a while. It's definitely not like a bing, there you go, you're done. There's definitely a period where it's not sure which side of the pitch scale it's supposed to be on, which is why all the voice cracks happen. Mm. I would say that, especially being in choir for all of middle school, it was very easy to recognize, like, 2 weeks ago I was singing the tenor 2 part, and now I'm a bass 1.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, did you change voice parts?
I went 3 parts down in a semester.
Dang.
And it was very easy to check that because I'm singing the notes, and all of a sudden I can hit these notes, and I cannot hit these notes anymore.
Interesting. Yeah, well, girls hit, like, voice puberty, too, but it's not as dramatic as, like, guys' puberty, which is interesting. Yeah. So, but, I mean, women's voices do change, too. I don't know how, but I know that they do. I don't, is it lower or is it higher?
I think it's lower.
I think it's lower. They just go less.
Less, like.
Like, y'all, we all start here, and then y'all go, like, to this, and we go like this.
Yeah.
So we can still be in this range, but y'all have...
What's funny is that the girl one, like, happens first. So, like, there's a certain point when you're, like, in fifth grade, and the girls are like, la, la, la. Yeah. And the boy's like, wah, wah, wah.
What an era when, like, all of my, like, middle school friends, like, between the summers of 7th and 8th grade, and I come back, and, you know, last year they're like, me, 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 and now they're like, hello, Delaney. I was like, yeah. I was like, what happened to you?
It's pretty traumatizing.
It is.
It's so sad going from, like, the second tallest, third tallest in your class as a girl, and then just... You're not, and then you're just not special anymore.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I hit puberty early. I was like 5'4", fairly young. I was just like,
wow, pro athlete. So strong. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, like, seventh grade. Never again. Never felt special again. I peaked.
I grew like 5 inches over one summer.
Whoa. Yeah.
From eighth to ninth grade. So this is going to sound terrible. I am 6 foot.
I believe that, actually. I believe that.
Because you say 6 foot, and they're like, oh, so 5'9". And I'm like, no, I mean, yeah, sure,
I
whatever.
I believe you.
I know, but... Like,
for knowing you as a person and, like, the fact that I have to stand next to you sometimes when we sing, like, I believe you.
My brother is 6 flat. And, like, yeah, I can see
it. I believe that.
The audience is just going to have to trust us on this one.
Yeah. trust.
I would say, I want to fact check you on that. We did not bring a tape measure.
Next question, Colin.
Yeah.
So... We actually had a fan of the show submit some questions. And so, Fred, shout out to Fred.
Hi, Fred.
Fred, if you're watching this, hello. Fred wants to know, Colin, why are college guys so intimidated by women? Why won't they ask them out?
Oh, goodness. I couldn't tell you. Haven't gotten to that part.
Oh, no.
Didn't need to get that part. I was incredibly lucky. Had everything done for me.
Do tell, Colin. My girlfriend
just basically asked, well... Told me that she was ready for me to ask me out. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Oh, and then there was that. Yeah.
Wow. It's a woman's world.
She'll tell you about it. She does not mind. I don't know, honestly. I would say that it's mostly because I feel like this is around the time where, like, a lot of confidence builds for most women. I feel like a lot of my friends from high school, like, or the ones I still talk to, like, they definitely have had enough, like, events happen that they're like, oh, this is, you know, I know what to do now. Like, I'm ready for this, you know? So I feel like...
Like, I know what to do now as in a girl asking...
Like, she knows what to look out for. I don't know if that makes sense.
Like, the standards have been
raised? Yeah, the standards have been raised.
Okay. That makes sense. You know, side question. This is another one of Fred's questions. Thank you, Fred, for so many questions. Do you think that, like, intelligent women are, like, intimidating to men? Is that part of it?
Yes. That is definitely part of it. Depending on the man. We both know people that is, like, the first thing that they think about. My roommate, that is his whole, like, that is his first, like, bar that has to be read, like, met, is that he wants someone that he can talk to, like, at his level, but he is smart.
My level.
Yes. I definitely think it's that. I think there's definitely just a little bit of the, like, it's kind of a terrible, like, answer, but it's just like, yeah, no, that's it. It's a little bit of, like, intimidation just from, you know, not being just the hair taller on one side or, you know, something like that.
Okay. All right. Well, Understandable.
All right, so... Colin, since you took my question about the draft card, I want to ask you, though, like, what are your thoughts and opinions about Star Wars?
Because
I feel
goodness.
Like when we bring this up, it's kind of like asking about politics or religion at the dinner table. Like, you just, like, the guys just get on their soapbox.
That's fair. I love Star Wars. I grew up with Star Wars. My dad grew up with Star Wars, so I already had Star Wars stuff in the house when I gained consciousness.
gained consciousness.
And I just, it was great, and I loved it, and I watched all six movies, and then I got to the part where I was like, oh my gosh, they made new things. And then I watched all the new things. The last three movies.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it.
I'm going to skip right past those. Fan but topic. Like Rogue yeah. One,
don't
great.
Even get me started.
Haven't watched all of the shows, but parts of them are okay. Parts of them I'm like, what is happening? I don't understand.
Yeah.
But for the most part, fantastic. Love it. Could talk about it for way too long.
Oh, prequels or originals?
Ooh, I like...
There's a correct answer for Delaney.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. No one asks that question as an actual question. It's always a probe. I like the story of the prequels more. Now, maybe that's because they had more time to flesh it out. The prequels are also, you know, they're not as old, so, like, the CGI is better, the camera work is better, but you can't really... Right. Put everything on that, but obviously the originals are where it started. So,
yeah, I agree. I love the originals. I think that they're really good, but you know, I grew up with the prequels, and I think that the story, like, you don't understand the story if you're not watching the Clone Wars TV yes. show.
Mm-hmm. No, there's no.
If you
way.
Don't watch the Clone Wars TV show,
you have to.
Like, you have to. What are you doing? You're wrong. You're wrong because mm-hmm. that's where you get the entirety of the story. The prequels, like, the prequels should have been. What the TV show was,
yes.
in mm-hmm. my opinion. I love the movies, but I think that if they wanted to appeal to a wider range of audience, they should have been what the show was.
If yeah. you haven't seen Clone Wars yet, take this as your sign. Yep. Pretty, please. You have to watch it. You have to watch
it. It's only like 7 seasons. It's fine.
Yes. it's basically
and they're
nothing.
20-minute episodes. It's a kid show. Yeah. Well, yeah. it's not really
it
a,
is
kid
not
show.
A kid show.
It's not a kid show.
Yeah, kids there's show. Some dark topics not, in there. I mean, not. I didn't grow up with the Clone Wars. But once I moved into this house, I was just, like, bombarded with, like, Anna, I can't believe you haven't watched the Clone Wars. Like, you like Star Wars. And I was just like, yeah. But, like, nah, it, like, changes your whole perspective on it.
It really
and,
does.
Like, me watching it as a 20-year-old, 21-year-old, still great content. If you're into that, you should watch it.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's good.
This is me begging the the watchers of XY.
Please.
Please.
Please watch it. If you have a thing against animated shows, respectfully, please just get over it.
You're missing out on so much,
especially if you're a Star Wars fan. Like, there is so mm-hmm. much good lore in there that you can't get anywhere else in the movies, the shows, or the books. Like, it's perfect. You have to watch it. You have to watch it. I'm talking to you, Dad.
Yeah. Okay. So my question is: say you're like really upset about something. Like, do you go home and cry about it?
No.
No?
Wow.
No?
No.
What do you do, Colin? Do you just bottle it up?
Okay. It's, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to answer this question. It depends on the thing, first off. Like, there are definitely things that will break through any guy's walls. Mm-hmm. For the most part, if I'm upset about something, there's, like, a very quick, like, 10-second, like, burst of, like, whatever the frustration is, and then the rest of it is just sitting there just... Okay, and then getting
the
like just doing
do I need to
whatever
do that
it is.
Now before?
Yeah.
Okay, well, when's the last time you cried then, if you don't mind me asking?
Let's see. Hmm.
I have to think about it. Mine was yesterday.
Mine was yesterday. No.
Mine was this morning.
That was like 3 days ago.
Actually, it's funny. I think I thought about this because I was like, I wonder if this is going to be a question. I would say that crying but not sad crying would have been sometimes, I don't remember. I think it was last semester. Yeah, there was a church sermon where this guy came up and like gave his story. But he's like an immigrant, and it was this very, very nice like story. And so I was like,
oh, you moved. Oh,
okay. That was it.
Okay,
that's cool.
Last semester. I can't even imagine. Okay.
All right. So, you know, in the plane example, you know, you get the plane on the ground. But let's say you get the plane on the ground. And you're on a deserted island.
Okay.
Nobody else makes it but you. Well, a few other people. When is cannibalism okay? If at all.
Ooh. That's a good question. Because I feel like the question depends on how much food is there on the island. Because if there's no food, then probably very quickly is when it becomes okay.
Really?
Very quickly.
I mean, wow. What are you going to do? I mean, if someone decides that it's good and they're stronger than you, good luck.
Wow.
I mean,
wow.
I don't know. Like, is there a correct answer or is there an answer that someone makes because, hey, I'm hungry and there's no more food?
Would you, like, take matters into your own hands?
Would you begin the cannibalism?
I feel like if there was any sort of food on the island, I don't care what it is, and someone in their group was like, but we could also just start eating this one person, I feel like we'd all very quickly be like, maybe we should get rid of him.
Well, what if you were the meat? What if you were that one person?
Maybe what if I was the person that was like, hey, maybe we should eat someone?
No, what if you were the person chosen to get eaten?
Oh, yeah. Chosen to get eaten. Well, obviously, I'd also be like, hey, maybe we shouldn't do this.
It's all very diplomatic on this panel.
Personally, I feel like we could find other food sources. So,
I mean,
I assume if we're on an island, we can go fishing. So,
I guess that's true. Okay, Ryan. Oh my gosh, I'm so Colin, we're going to turn it over to you now for X-Explain. So if you have any questions, I'm ready.
So Ryan and I have had the same list because we worked on it. He worked on it and then he sent it to me and then I added stuff and talked about it. So I got to go to the part where
you were the source last time.
Yeah.
Okay.
How many questions are we thinking?
Like one or two.
One or two. Okay. Okay. Let's see. Start off with a very, very lighthearted, fun one. How many, right now, in your phone, notes app, how many baby names do y'all have written down?
Oh. Okay.
Or what are your favorite baby names, if that's easier? So you don't have to count all.
Let me speak. Okay, so I have a list on my phone, and I have, like, a girl's name and a boy's name. I accidentally deleted every single one of my notes in my notes app, 2 weeks ago, and I cried because I lost this list. But there had to be about, 20 to 25 A-Whoop names on each of them for boys and girls. But my top names, my imaginary hypothetical children, because I will have three, one girl, two boys, Emerson, where have I heard that before? Oliver, and Kitchener. He will go by Kit. Kitchener is a family name.
Okay.
So, but I wanted a little boy named Kit, and I think that's so cute. And so we'll have Emmy, Ollie, and Kit. But I've had these names picked up for a long time.
It's so funny because, we'll talk about, Delaney's kids as if they, already exist.
Yeah. they have so personalities. Fun when yeah. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's so Oliver.
Yeah, that's so Emerson.
For me, I know I had some in my notes app at some point in time. I just looked, and I don't have any right now. It must have been, on my old phone. But I have always loved the name, Isabella or Isabel since I was little. Mm. Always been settled on that. And, my, great-grandmother's name was Clara. And, that's my middle name is Claire, based off of that. So I, would like to have that, name keep going. The boys, I don't know. Boys are tough.
That's fair.
I agree. The boys are hard to come up with.
Just slap anything on there. It'll work out.
Yeah, they're fine. They don't care.
They don't care.
They'll get over it.
Yeah, for me, surprisingly, I don't have a list on my phone. It's all up here, but I don't know. It is easier for girls to come up with names. I have no idea for boys, but yeah.
I do have a list on my phone, and I have just counted, and there are 64 options.
64?
So here, for the camera, there's the proof. This is the girls. It's longer because it's easier to conceptualize, as Libby just said. And here are the boys, and then this is the total because I just counted.
Ah.
I would say for a long time, I wanted to name my, if I had a daughter, I would name her Carolina after my godmother, and then Lenny for short. But that's I feel cute. Like that's going to get that's taken really by cute. One of my 3,000 cousins. So I like Charlotte because that's my grandmother's that's name, and then Charlie. And for boys, I like Elijah, and I like Ephraim.
I've never heard that.
Ephraim? I love the name Ephraim. And then Remy for short.
Ah, Remy!
I know. So
that's Ratatouille.
Exactly.
Exactly. Oh.
Yeah, that wasn't the direct inspiration. Ephraim, it's a Bible name.
It's
Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. A lot to unpack there, but I like the name Ephraim.
All right, let's see. This one was also a co-op between Ryan and I. Not entirely sure how the best way to phrase this one is.
Oh, I'm so scared
now. No, it's okay. What is the most down bad you or a friend has been that you would prefer to share?
I'd like to point over to my friend.
Hi.
Oops.
Are we talking about like a real person or like?
You can put a random name up there. I don't care.
I'm not gonna do that. It's gotten pretty bad.
Delaney, like, remember what your mom said?
Yeah, that's why I'm not saying anything. So, why doesn't someone else take the floor for a second while I contemplate?
I can't. Give me a second to think of my most appropriate one.
This might have been a bad question.
It's a great question. No, it's that's a good why question. We're struggling.
Okay. I'm like, oh no.
We're trying to figure out how much of our dignity we can like.
Right. I'm like,
Okay. I'll give a very vague answer.
Okay.
So, I've had a lot of really weird talking stages, right? And there's so many examples that I could use.
I know where this is going.
I'm scared.
I don't. Like, how do I say this without like doxing myself? I'll give you two vague examples. I talked to this one guy, very nice guy, you know. But I was on a call with him, and he was like, you know, my favorite book in the Bible is Psalms. And he said that to me with his whole chest, and then he left it. And I was like, excuse me?
Yikes.
And he was like, Psalms. Like, I just think the rhymes are really cool. I was like, okay. And I didn't ask him to elaborate, but I was so caught off guard. But I have a very famous story that will not be told on here because... Hi, future employers. but I talked to this guy. He had a decent TikTok following, and like it never worked out. But he still makes SoundCloud music, and that's all I'm gonna say. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, it's something. The music's something.
Yeah, it's quite entertaining.
I feel like this question was pretty much the same as if I had asked, like, what's the biggest ick that you hadn't stepped back from.
Oh, no.
Oh.
It was also one that Ryan and I came up with.
Well, you know, I think that as someone who, like, grew up not receiving, like, male attention, that...
Delaney!
I'm being for real. Like, as someone who didn't have, like, the men chasing me, I know, shocking, but, like, it was really weird when I started receiving that, like, in college or, like, in high school because I didn't know what to do. And so once I got a taste of the male validation, like, I just, like, clung onto it. I was like, this is for me. I was like, totally. And no one's ever going to feel this way about me again. And then that just sets you up for failure.
Yeah.
Because can't let go. And that, we're working on that.
Yeah. I can't, like, say anything because, like, these people might see this. I don't know. But
right.
I relate to Delaney. I've been there, you know. You think, like, I'm never going to find someone like this again. And then you look back and you're like, what the heck was I doing?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, I was delusional.
Yeah.
So delusional. Yeah. Not because, like, I was inherently wrong, but just because that's just not, like,
reality.
Girl, you need to stand up, please.
Yeah.
One more question, Cole?
One more question. This was also a pretty good question, we thought. So I'll give a story to context.
Okay.
So I want to say it was a week, 2 weeks ago. My girlfriend and I were in line at the Houston Street Subs sandwich place.
Well, okay.
There was all right.
Overpriced.
This is a guy and his girlfriend in front of us, and on this guy's backpack in the back, there was a like a pin that you have, but it was like them. Like it was a picture that they had taken like on the beach or whatever, and it was like their silhouette and everything, and it was really nice. I sat there the whole time because it was like it was the girl had the pin, and to me I'm like, I don't know, I don't want to ask, you know, just randomly like, hey, where did you get that, right? Because there's other things that have happened. Like I saw another girl that had like this little like giraffe A&M plushie like tag on her
That's
backpack.
That's so cute.
And I was like, oh man, I wish I knew where those were. And then I just watched her walk out of the MSC. And I'm like, I'm not gonna ask because she's, you know.
Yeah.
That's her thing, right? I'm not going to come up to some random woman that I don't know. Mm-hmm. So how would y'all say is the best way for, like, a stranger guy on the street, like, ask up, come in, you know, ask for, like, directions or something like that?
I mean, What do you mean? How does the giraffe have to do with asking?
Okay,
directions?
Not okay. So well, you're just, like, asking coming like
to ask a question.
You don't have approaching. Yeah, you're not like
not
I
in
want,
a romantic sense.
Yes, you just want to talk. Oh. Like yeah. Okay.
I mean, like, I feel like you could just go ask because, like, if they're gonna take it romantically, that's kind of like, you know, like you deal with that like as it comes. Like if she thinks you're hitting on her because you're asking her about her, like, giraffe keychain fob, but yeah. I don't know, like, I've had someone come up to me at the airport, the Denver airport, and I was wearing like the Southeastern Conference, like, with the mascots on it.
Yeah,
that's that sweatshirt that all the white girls wear here. Yeah, I was wearing that, and this random guy, like, he was this, like, huge basketball player-looking dude. And he was like, where'd you get that? And I was like, oh, like, my college. Like, and I was, like, kind of, like, flattered. I was like, oh, like, he thinks, like, but I'm just cool. Yeah. But I wasn't thinking he was hitting on me, you know. And I was just kind of like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
Someone noticed. And so I feel like most people would just be like, oh, cool. He thought my pin, my relationship pin was cool and wants it.
Yeah.
I mean.
Whoop, hello? Okay. I think that, like, most girls, like, even if they don't want to admit it, like, they like getting a little bit of attention. And so just the thought of, like, a guy, like, thinking that something that I was doing or that I had was cool is, like, flattering enough.
Mm-hmm. All right, fair enough.
And, yeah, just, like, I don't know, just walk up, be like, hey, I saw your giraffe pin. I thought that was pretty cool.
My girlfriend would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you feel like you need to throw in the my girlfriend, like,
yeah.
Well, my girlfriend, like,
just in case.
Yeah, just in case.
Yeah. If you get in and get out, you know, I think it's pretty safe. Like, she probably won't read that much into it. But, you know, this kind of goes around why XY is existing right now. Mm-hmm. Because, like, I freak out about asking people, like, where they get stuff to. Like, I saw a really cute pair of shoes the other day. I asked my TA where she got her jacket, and it was the accomplishment of my week. So, like, we have similar issues, but I feel like the anxieties come from different places. Because, like, mm-hmm. you just don't want to come off as creepy. Is that what I'm gathering?
That is mm-hmm. absolutely it.
Yeah, to most women, you know, that wouldn't be perceived as creepy. Just, like, a nice little, and it is, Anna's right, it is flattering. So, just, If someone does have a bad reaction, that says more about them than it does about you.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Take unless you, like, you keep will. Asking them more questions, revolving around the one thing you're interested in, that could be perceived as creepy, but I think just asking them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right.
There's no problem.
Cool.
All right. Well, that is all the time that we have for today. Thank you, Colin, for being a great guest. And thank you so much for listening to XY. You can follow us on social media at XY Podcast. Submit your questions to xypodcastinfo@gmail.com and visit our website, itsthexypodcast.com, for more information on being on the podcast or getting your question featured. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel and give us a follow on Spotify so that you never miss an episode. And
as always, men are boys.
You're so right. All right, we'll see you next time on XY.